I read, it must be said, an astonishing amount of books and other material that falls under the rubric New Age. You may call it metaphysical or spiritual writing, or you may have less kind terms for the books and DVDs and philosophies based on the idea that our reality proceeds from our thoughts, that we are able to remake the world in accord with our desire. New Age isn't a very good term. For one thing, this stuff isn't new. Most of the ideas now being promulgated by Abraham Hicks, Louise Hay, Neil Donald Walsh, and the like are in fact quite old, and even specific phrases like law of attraction or co-creation go back at least to the New Thought movement, which got its start in the 1830s and includes writers like Florence Scovel Shinn, James Allen, Napoleon Hill, Neville, and U.S. Anderson, a personal favorite. And of course, these writers sourced their ideas and writings from even older writers, like John Locke and William Blake. And it doesn't stop there. In my view, the basic ideas of New Age writing are also found in ceremonial magic, in neuro-linguistic programming, in Sufism, in esoteric strains of Taoism, Hinduism, and Christianity, in Kabbalah, and in many other places besides. Really, they pop up everywhere once you start looking, and seem to constitute a sort of shadow spirituality that is never socially acceptable, quite, and yet never completely non-existent, either. Monotheistic, hierarchic religions focused on a separate, judgmental godhead are certainly the dominant style of our time and have been ascendant for millennia. But they have never been a monopoly. Independent, free-form, individualistic spiritual technologies have always persisted, even in eras when they are actively suppressed. Think about that. After all the millennia of human cultural innovation, we have yet to agree on the one true way of manipulating the invisible. I say all this primarily to impress you with my erudition, but I also have a point. There exists a way of viewing the world that encourages us to look within when trying to affect change, and that way has persisted for centuries or millennia in the face of opposition from more established and socially empowered systems of belief. Speaking for myself, I have come to believe that there is an equivalence between my inner and outer worlds, and further, I believe that by enriching my thinking and refining my beliefs, by striving for an inner beauty, I automatically and inevitably enrich the world and make it more beautiful, not only for myself, but ultimately, for you. And by this I actually mean you, the person hearing this right now. You're welcome. Confessions of a Heavy Thinker is written by me, Angus Stocking, and recorded at the KVNF Studios in Paonia, Colorado, with production assistance from Skip Naft. Archived episodes are available at kvnf.org.